Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Steve Lehman from News Channel 5 taking you through a beautiful Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Steve, I'm like emotionally exhausted from the last 48 hours. And to your point, you said this earlier in the show, and I hadn't really thought about it until you said it. But it got to the point yesterday when, you know, the NHL canceled, the NBA had already postponed their season, the NCAA tournament canceled. Like, by the time we got down to, like, you know, spring baseball in college and the PGA Tour and all these different things, I was just like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just what it is at this point.
No.
Just numb.
I thought after Wednesday night we were going to see mass cancellations. I didn't realize it was going to go all the way through June in the case of the College World Series, but I thought we were going to see mass cancellations coming up. But I held out hope as teams arrived at arenas yesterday that they're going to actually go out there and try this for a little while, and we're going to have games today. And then I think it was the MAC that pulled the very first players off the court, and I just thought, oh no.
Yep.
What's happening here? Because the moment, and thankfully this didn't happen, but say a player or somebody tested positive there, well, now you've raised the awareness, just like Rudy Gobert, yeah, in every other place. And so I just thought, oh no, this is the beginning of the end. And then sure enough, the tournament gets canceled, and the Big Ten cancels its tournament, and the SEC follows shortly behind, and then they're just all done. And all of a sudden, you start getting the announcements from everywhere, and ultimately the big one from the NCAA that March Madness is completely canceled for this year, along with all other winter and spring championships, including things like the Women's College World Series and the College World Series in Omaha in late June, by the way. So it was just a tough, tough day. But there was a point when it just felt like, all right, let's just get this all over with now because we can move on after that.
Yeah, and I think, like, we've all been trying to kind of figure out, and last night even, like, you know, going into the week, last night I was planning on watching the Predators game on Thursday night.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big game in Toronto. And I was like, okay. And then last night I'm sitting around at home. I was watching like a Matthew McConaughey movie with my wife. And I was like, okay, I guess this is what this has come to. It got me thinking, like, what are we going to do over the course of the next few weeks? I mean, we got, you know, people responding on Twitter, a whole bunch of different things. Like, disc golf apparently is a big thing now.
Okay.
People playing video games. Vinny writes in and says he's going to go to the bar, drink beer, eat chicken wings, and talk to women. I mean, that's a bold strategy. There's a whole bunch of different things I think people are trying to figure out.
I mean, I think that's a great strategy, but it becomes a little harder to talk to women when you have to stand 6 feet away from them,
I mean,
right?
It's hard to do. You're just going to shout, I guess.
I mean, this is going to be like the ultimate seventh grade dance for couples at bars at this point. You know,
yes, it is.
You know, leave room for Jesus. It's leave room for the coronavirus in this case.
Somebody said they're going to actually start doing their homework. I mean, this could be a really educational.
But is school even in session?
That's the thing. Like, where do you take your homework? I mean, these are the many questions that we're trying to figure out here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I kind of joked around yesterday. Now I can pursue my career path of maybe becoming the male model I've always dreamed of being.
You would do well at that.
Yeah, and it's not even like your typical male model. It's like, you know, most people, you go for like the GQ look. Just give me like some donuts and some chicken wings, maybe some beer. The everyday man. That's what I want to resonate with.
Yeah.
That's what we're about.
You are the everyday man.
I am the everyday man. Bald, bearded. I eat a lot.
I have always said, don't be scared of no for an answer. Shoot for the stars. Make them tell you no, Robbie. Make them say.
No one's ever told me no about that.
Yeah,
I can say that.
Make them say that you're not our guy. And until they said that, figure that you are.
You know, last week, Munson, I mean, we talked about there have been some people that have said, I look like Chris Pratt. Munson said, I look like the Parks and Rec version of Chris Pratt, which I think was basically his way of saying that I'm like the heavy set version of Chris Pratt, which I appreciated. Those were nice comments by Munson. And we tried to be, you know, start this show off with positive affirmation.
I like that Chris Pratt better than any other.
But that's
Chris
not
Pratt,
we're not
though.
Talking about what but you still, like. We're talking about the looks and the appearance. We're very shallow with this conversation.
I think we've already established that Keith doesn't know what he's.
He has no idea what he's talking about when
it
comes to looks. There's no question about that. You know, we tried to start this show off with positive affirmation, and we talked about how great you are, right. Steve, and how Munson was the most beautiful producer in the history of radio. And now we've devolved, you know, 3 hours later into just attacking Munson. I'm cool with it.
Well, that's what this entire week has been, frankly. It's just been one giant, big disintegration.
Yeah, that's a good word for
of the social construct of America.
Yes, it has been. Yes, it has been. And today, as you pointed out, is Friday the 13th.
Right.
So that's wonderful. So wonderful news today.
We can only go up from here.
Yes. Jay Billis had some interesting comments about the NCAA tournament. We all know they eventually made the decision to cancel yesterday. It looked for a minute like they may not go that route. They were entertaining the thought of playing games in the stands with no fans there, but ultimately decided to cancel the entire tournament. Here's what Jay Billis had to say about the NCAA's decision.
I'm not sure there was any other reasonable choice, Reese. I mean, we've discussed this throughout the day, including this morning at 9 o'clock on the ACC network, that this is a pandemic, and this is about slowing the spread of this and about flattening the curve of this. And the NCAA has no other choice but to be a responsible global citizen here. No other choice. And so I think all of us that have been discussing this last night and throughout the day today agreed that this was inevitable. And there may be reasons why it took the NCAA this long, but those don't matter right now. It could have been negotiation with their partners, also negotiation and discussion with their insurance carriers, because there is over $1 billion in play here just for the NCAA office, let alone all the conferences and the money that was lost by taking the actions they did today by canceling conference tournaments. That's an awful lot of money that is not going to be flowing through the system right now. But that is secondary to the health concerns that are at issue here. And I think you've struck exactly the perfect tone throughout the day as to why this is so important. This is not just student-athlete health. This is about being a responsible global citizen in this to help stop the spread of this.
That was Jay Billis yesterday reacting to the cancellation of the NCAA tournament. Obviously, Jay Billis works for ESPN, and he had been very vocal before they actually made the official cancellation in terms of, hey, this is probably not the route they should be going. I mean, you've seen the NBA cancel or at least postpone. If you have them doing that, how can you ask your professional players not to play, but then send your amateur athletes out there to play? And ultimately, I think the NCAA made the only decision they could make at that point, which is very unfortunate for some of these players and teams, especially those who are maybe making the tournament for the first time, and maybe teams making the tournament for the first time in 20, 25 years. But that's just unfortunately part of what's happened in our country with the sports world in the course of the past 48 hours. And we have even more news now, Steve. We've talked about kind of the ever-evolving nature of this. We talked earlier that the Masters, maybe that would be a really cool thing for the world of sports to come back with. Maybe the second week of April comes around and you're able to start getting back into sports with the Masters. It has just been announced that the Augusta National has announced the Masters tournament has been postponed. So not canceled, but postponed.
Yeah. And I appreciate their wording on that, because I think we would all take the Masters at any point of the year, frankly.
Yes.
To come back to golf. It's one of the majors. You obviously would love to see that played. But yeah, they came out and, they just issued this statement. On Wednesday, March 4th, we issued a memo stating that our plans to host the Masters Tournament, the Augusta National Women's Amateur, and the Drive, Chip, and Putt National Finals had not changed. Unfortunately, the ever-increasing risk associated with the widespread coronavirus COVID-19 have led us to a decision that undoubtedly will be disappointing to many, although I am confident is appropriate under these unique circumstances. Considering the latest information and expert analysis, we have decided at this time to postpone the Masters, the Augusta National Women's Amateur and Drive, chip and putt national finals. Ultimately, the health and well-being of everyone associated with these events and the citizens of the Augusta community led us to this decision. We hope this postponement puts us in the best position to safely host the Masters tournament and our amateur events at some later date. So they're following in line with everybody else, but I do hope, and maybe this is where golf's a little different, they're a single entity, so if the golf season comes back, it doesn't necessarily affect them one way or another, but they want their tournament played in 2020. They want to be on the calendar somehow.
Yeah.
And even if it's not in the normal time slot in April, they want to be played. And I think everybody in America would welcome that, to see those azaleas and see that green fairway and all that sort of stuff, even if it happened in June. But it will be different. But I think they would want it, and they certainly are leaving the door open that whenever golf is played again, that they want their crack to have the Masters this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we were kind of waiting to see whether or not, if you're the PGA Tour, maybe you wait a couple weeks to make that decision. Because, I mean, it's one thing, you know, if you're traveling and you've got a whole bunch of different teams and sports organizations going to different sites, like you're playing in Toronto or you're playing in Montreal, one team's playing in LA, like that's one thing. The PGA Tour, it's all in the same location every week. So, like, you know where you're going. If you cancel it, I mean, you could cancel that event, I guess, you know, a week before, and you'd still be okay from that point. So the fact that they've gone ahead and postponed it, I think, just kind of tells you where the environment is right now in the world of sports.
It is, and there's a lot of liability that comes with this now that other leagues have taken the prudent and probably necessary action. If you're going to be the one that holds out, but I guess I'm struggling with this, and we talked a little bit about this earlier, about the lack of information that's been out there, and some of it is because I truly think some people just don't know. Some of the health experts, it's hard to pin them down on exactly what they know here. But if it is so serious that you are just automatically postponing or canceling events that are already a month out, or, you know, in the NCAA's case, there are other logistical factors there, I get it. But in the NCAA's case, things as deep into the summer as the College World Series in late June, it seems to me to be a more dire picture than what some people have said.
Yeah.
And so I feel like there needs to be a greater level of information for all of us of either this is the exact risk, which is why we're taking these exact measures, or hold on a second. This is bad. We all need to take our precautions, but let's tone back a little bit here and maybe not cancel everything on the calendar coming up. And I don't know where that is, but it seems like there's a middle point to where we are right now that we're not hitting, and that's troubling to me.
Yeah, and I think the conversation that's starting to creep up as well, and look, this is going to continue to happen over the course of the next few weeks, all these sports organizations have shut things down. You know, they're not even really leaving it open to the possibility in the next 3 to 4 weeks that anything's going to happen. When does that start to affect, like, everyday life? Like, when does everything start to get shut down? I mean, that's what I think people are afraid of and discussing.
Well, I certainly heard people yesterday around Bridgestone Arena when the announcements came out, and they're saying, okay, so you're telling me that it's not safe to be here at the SEC tournament or to travel to any part of the NCAA tournament, so we're just not going to hold those events. And a lot of schools around the area are postponing or suspending, at least in person, if not altogether, at least in person classes for a month, maybe even the rest of the semester in some cases. But yet everybody else is just supposed to show up and go to work and sort of act like nothing has ever happened.
Yeah.
And then we even brought up earlier, Congress has adjourned for the time being. And it seems like if anybody should be working right now and doing certain things, they should be the ones who are trudging through all this. But it's just, I mean, it's a very, very sad situation. But I also think part of the sadness, and frankly, part of the hysteria, because there has been some hysteria this week, is the lack of complete transparency through the entire thing.
Yeah. We're going to continue this discussion on the other side of the break. 615-737-1025. If you've got thoughts reacting to the impact the coronavirus has had on the world of sports. Also, what are you going to do now that you don't have the opportunity to watch sports on a nightly basis? 615-737-1025. This is Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game with Robbie Stanley and Steve Lehman. Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Steve Lehman from News Channel 5 taking you through this Friday in Nashville, Tennessee. And Steve, it looks like NASCAR, I guess, is the one sport remaining that is yet to cancel their events. I mean,
yeah.
Do we expect that
IndyCar
to continue?
IndyCar is still in the same
IndyCar
boat,
IndyCar as well, so the auto racing community.
The auto racing community is still trying to go. But
which, I mean, I guess those guys are in a car by themselves. So
yeah, but they got crew members,
they do,
and
they're
still
members
traveling,
yeah,
and doing all those sort of things. So I don't know. It seems a little risky given everything else that's been done to be out there on an island by yourself like that. But I was talking with somebody last night and did sort of bring up an opportunity there that NASCAR's ratings have dropped precipitously over the last 15 years. I mean, they've lost well over half of their audience in that time. If there was ever a moment to capitalize on bringing your audience back, it would be being the only sport in existence.
Yeah.
And at the moment, that's where they are. So this is a moment where you need to take the business aspect out of it and do just simply what's best and what the experts are telling you to do. But from a business perspective, if you can hold on, this could be a moment where NASCAR could really capitalize and win some fans back.
Would you watch NASCAR? Like, if that's the only sport left?
If it's the only thing going on,
will you watch it?
If they race Sunday and it's the only thing on TV, yeah, I'm absolutely watching it. I mean, it would be on normally in our office just because it's going on and
right,
we'll have it in the show. But if it's the only thing, all of a sudden it's on the TV right next to me.
Yeah.
You know? What else am I going to put on?
That's what we've been trying to figure out
exactly
the whole show. I don't know.
I mean, all of the TVs might be on NASCAR at that point.
Breaking down
I don't know
every
what the
angle
other option is.
Look at that turn. What a great turn that was heading into turn three.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Turn two is really giving some guys
turn
some problems.
Turn two is
today
really messing with people today. Got to watch out for that turn two. To me, there is one sport specifically that when I think of coronavirus, I think of close physical contact, sweat, tears, blood, all of that stuff. The UFC comes to mind to me.
Yes, it does.
And you're talking about literally on top of each other, fighting each other, about as close contact as it gets in the world of professional sports. Dana White talked about kind of the UFC's plans for their events that they have coming up. Here's what he had to say.
So yesterday, the governor of Brazil issued a decree limiting the size of public events. So we are going to do the event live from Brasilia on ESPN and ESPN Plus tomorrow. Not tomorrow, Saturday. And we're going ahead with it. You can't have over 100 people there. So we will just have the staff that's running the event inside the arena that night.
So then you have another event the next week with Ty Woodley, Leon Edwards. That's scheduled for London. What are you hearing from health officials in the UK as it relates to what you're hearing so far in Brazil?
Well, that event's going to proceed as planned. We're working closely with the government if there's any changes over there. But as of right now, that event is moving forward.
And then you are back here in the States, Columbus, Ohio, on March 28th. You got a huge heavyweight card there. And again, we've seen all these sports leagues in America cancel their events, let alone postpone them. What are you going to do in Columbus?
Yeah, so Columbus, the governor today issued a ban on public events over 100 people in a single room. So we're actually going to move that event to the Apex, our arena here in Las Vegas that we own on our campus here in Las Vegas. And we are, we're working directly with the Nevada State Athletic Commission and Executive Director Bob Bennett on implementing a process to screen athletes before they compete. So one of the things that we always do, we're always looking out for the health and safety of our fans, our athletes, whatever it might be. You know, obviously, this thing going on, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to make sure that two healthy athletes are competing, and these guys are good to go. We've reached out to most of our fighters. We haven't reached out to the whole roster yet. We have 600-something fighters. But these guys are ready to go. They want to fight. They want to compete. And we're going to do everything we can to keep them safe.
The fights are going on, baby. Just keep throwing those punches, touching each other, all that stuff.
Always looking out for the health and safety of our fighters,
yes,
as they attempt to kill each other.
Yes, as they attempt to borderline murder each other in the ring.
I mean, these
look, I love the UFC, but it kind of makes me nervous because, look, I get it. You heard him talk about testing athletes there and making sure that everything is all good, and I get that, and hopefully that's the case and they're able to do that. But you're talking about going to Brazil, having an event. He said going to London, that event will still take place, and then coming back over here, like, I don't know. I don't really know what the situation with coronavirus is like over in London or over in Brazil. And who knows by the time that event gets here, what it could be like at that point. I mean, I think obviously if you're the UFC, you can react as the situation progresses. But it is interesting that Dana White, for the time being, is like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and just fight.
These guys aren't scared.
Yeah.
These guys aren't scared of coronavirus, COVID-19.
Yeah.
They go in there, try and beat each other's brains in every week. They're not worried about
but
no virus.
But you better
virus.
Hope those tests are right because, I mean, you're definitely going to transmit that if you're fighting each other and you're, like, literally on top of each other.
Sure.
Golly.
You would think.
Yeah, like, I'm no doctor, but I feel pretty confident in that. Like, if a UFC fighter has coronavirus and they're fighting somebody else, I mean, that guy's just, whoever they're fighting, I mean, you might as well just accept it. You're going to get it.
Right.
Ugh.
Again, strong, healthy, strapping, young men and women. Probably don't think that's, I mean, frankly, is it as big of a risk as just getting in the ring in the first place? Like,
I don't know. That's a good question.
Honestly, personally, I'd take my chances with coronavirus versus in the ring against most UFC fighters.
Yeah, I probably would too.
So
that's a good point. That's, you know, I didn't think about that part of it. And also I did like what Dana White said there in terms of, you know, we have an event scheduled in Columbus. The governor has just come out and said, you can't have large gatherings in Columbus in terms of sporting events. So they're moving their event back to an arena they own in Las Vegas. And you would expect when they do that, crowd probably is not going to be a part of that either.
Probably
so at least
not.
You're taking precautions at that point. But it is kind of interesting that NASCAR, IndyCar, and UFC are like the last sports standing right now that are going on.
Hanging out on the fringes.
Somewhat as usual.
We're going to capitalize on this moment in time.
That's right. Hey, good for them, I guess. I mean, maybe it works out for them, and you can get some new fans out of it. I know NASCAR, they need as many fans as they can get because it's not anywhere near the same as it used to be.
No, it's not. And let's hope it works out because, obviously, if you make this decision and it goes the other way, then that is incredibly devastating.
Yes, it is.
Not just to your sport, but for society at that point. So, you just want them to make the right decision. And sadly, I don't even know what that is at this point for their specific sports. It seems like everybody just came in line yesterday that the right decision was to cancel their leagues, cancel their events, and everybody just sort of accepted that. It's probably the right thing to do, but a day and a half ago, nobody thought that was the case. So it's just changed so dramatically.
It has, and the UFC is different because, I mean, you've got, if you're the NHL or the NBA, I mean, you're talking about hundreds of athletes. You mentioned Dana White. He said there he's got like 600-something fighters. But on a given night of a UFC fight, I mean, you're talking about a card of fighters, and you've got maybe 20 people at the most.
Right.
Like maybe not even that many when some of your bigger fights are going on. So it's not like there's a ton of people around.
Yeah.
But still an interesting strategy they're taking.
I actually, as I was listening to that, my first thought was, gosh, Dana White better be taking his vitamins because he, I assume, is going to be at all these events.
Yeah.
The fighters won't be. They're going to fight either in Brazil or in London or at this Apex Arena in Las Vegas when they get there. So, you know, you're going to have a fight. You'll be a part of it. That's the thing. Dana White's probably going to be at all those places. So you're talking about Brazil this weekend, London next week, and then 2 weeks from now back in Vegas. That's a lot of travel. All the places that have seen cases, at least, of the coronavirus.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how he handles that. And the travel aspect, especially now, I mean, there is like a travel ban to Europe. I think, is the UK like exempt to that? I think
the UK
I remember
is
reading.
Exempt at this point.
So that's why you can still go to London. Because my first thought when he said that was, well, last time I checked, London's in Europe.
Yeah.
That's my geography for the day.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Okay.
That is indeed fact.
But then I remembered that London at this point is still open. So there we go.
UK open for business.
When we come back, a lot of the conversation that we've had today has centered around what happened Wednesday night with Rudy Gobert and the Utah Jazz and the sudden postponement of the NBA season after that. Adam Silver joined the NBA on TNT to talk about that yesterday. We'll hear his comments and react to those here on Morning Drive. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Steve Lehman from News Channel 5 here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Steve Lehman coming to you live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. And Steve, a lot of the conversation we've had today about the coronavirus impact on sports, leagues postponing, tournaments canceling, all these different things have centered around what happened Wednesday night in Oklahoma City with Rudy Gobert and the Utah Jazz. Adam Silver in the NBA quickly making the decision shortly after that to suspend their regular season. Adam Silver joined the NBA on TNT last night to talk about what exactly went into that decision-making process. Here's what Adam Silver had to say.
Of course, it's possible. I just don't know more at this point. I mean, there's another factor that may go to the seasonality of this virus. Again, you know, I've talked to a lot of experts. It's a little clear. Some have a theory that as with the common flu, as the weather changes, we may see it begin to peter out a little bit. I mean, again, we don't know. So, you know, at this point, we're just waiting. You know, one of the things we want to do during this hiatus, and this is one of the things I had a meeting with our general managers and team presidents late this afternoon by conference call to talk about how are we going to use this time, decisions as to whether the players will stay in market. Understandably, some of the players may play in a market, but their families may live in another city. Will they be rejoining their families? What's the best way to keep them safe? You know, what's the best way to keep them in shape? You know, all those things are still on the table because this has happened so quickly.
So a lot of uncertainty surrounding this situation. And look, I mean, I think it would be naive at this point to really take the cancellation of both the NBA and the NHL seasons as a whole completely off the table. Now, hopefully, both of those are extremely unlikely scenarios, but if we've learned anything this week, things can happen pretty quickly in this situation, and I'm hoping we don't get to the point where the NBA and the NHL are forced to make a decision that they have to cancel the rest of their seasons.
Yeah, that's what we're all hoping now, because we've just seen a steady stream over the last 48 hours of things being altered, canceled, postponed,
delayed.
All those words, delaying it by two weeks.
Yeah.
All of those words. And so now we're looking at a landscape where the next time we're probably going to see sports is mid-April at the earliest. It's probably going to be after that. And so I think you just hope that this, to use the commissioner's phrase, peters itself out sooner rather than later, and we'll have sports back by May at the latest, and we move into the summer, but we just really don't know. It is a wait and see, and frankly, pray game right now.
It is. I mean, thank God we have the NFL next week. I mean, they've got free agency.
Thank heavens for free agency.
Getting kicked off, and you know, obviously, with free agency, you don't necessarily have to conduct all of these meetings with free agents in person. So you can do that on the phone. There's Skype. There's a whole bunch of things you can do. FaceTime, all of these different technologies that are available to you. So I feel pretty confident that NFL free agency is going to take place without interruption next week.
Yeah.
But really, other than that, not a whole lot going on.
Well, and at times I've been sort of critical of the NFL for having free agents exactly when it is, because it feels like they're trying to steal the thunder of one of the great sporting weeks of the year when you talk about the NCAA tournaments and all that. I don't really want the lead story of the opening week of the NCAA tournament to be where Tom Brady decides to go play next year.
Right.
Like, let's do that some other time. But thank heavens for it now, because with none of that other stuff, it is the one sporting thing that's going to be an event, because it's going to be an event all week long next week. And frankly, from my perspective, if you're the NFL, like, they need to be slow in trickling these things out. Like, one or two free agents a day.
Tell Brady to take his time.
Spend the whole month going through it, because I mean, we're going to just be engrossed in it because there's nothing else to focus on.
How much do we think the NFL is paying attention? And we know that they are to some degree, And how much talk do you think the NFL is having right now about the draft in Las Vegas? We're not that far away from it. Yeah. I mean, about 7 weeks away at this point from the draft in Las Vegas. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen between now and then in terms of the coronavirus and its effect nationwide, but I think you at least have to be discussing contingency plans at this point if you are the NFL.
Well, honestly, they've got to be having those conversations right now.
Yeah.
They've got to be discussing what's going to happen and what those contingency plans are. I can't really see a scenario where the NFL draft doesn't take place. I do see absolutely a scenario where it's not in Las Vegas and teams aren't represented there and prospects don't come to the draft. That I can totally see being the case. But
I would almost expect that at this point.
I mean, I think you have to. And really, that's the next one, to use a draft phrase, thing on the clock. We were waking up this morning and it's the Masters. That's sort of the next big sporting event on the horizon that we thought, maybe there's a chance if all goes well, we could play golf at the Masters. And that would be the first sign of things coming back. And for them to come out today and say, no, everything we know, that's too soon. We're not going to be able to do it. So we're going to postpone the Masters for now.
Yeah.
There's really not a, I mean, I guess the 30-day time frame could pass for all these other sports, and we might start to see the trickle-back effect from them. But really, the next huge sporting event on the calendar, now that the Masters is off of it, is the NFL draft.
It is, and it's going to be interesting to monitor. I mean, how thankful, obviously, are we now that Nashville had the draft last year and not this year? Can you imagine what the story would be like in our city right now if you just had the SEC men's basketball tournament canceled, the NFL draft's future in doubt?
Yep.
I mean, just think about the economic impact.
And again, we just had a tornado.
And we just had a tornado. Yeah.
10 days ago.
Yeah. I mean, that NFL draft last year, we're going to talk about that for years and years. I mean, you're talking about 500,000 people in the streets in Nashville and Broadway, and the economic impact that it had. Las Vegas could miss out on something like that. Maybe it wouldn't have been as big as Nashville. Maybe it would. It's Las Vegas. I don't know. But it's certainly becoming more and more feasible that the NFL draft may have to take place, if not somewhere else, just in a different capacity, for sure.
I mean, I can totally see a scenario right now where Roger Goodell walks to the front of the NFL offices in New York City and announces the picks that have been phoned in from the GMs themselves in their war rooms back at their team headquarters. And that's just it.
We have another cancellation, or another postponement, I should say. The Boston Marathon has now been postponed amid the coronavirus concerns. So it continuing to trickle in today for big-time sporting events to be postponed. And look, that one makes sense. You've got a lot of people running around each other in a marathon setting. It's just at this point, it's hard to imagine really anything continuing to. I know NASCAR and IndyCar right now are still on schedule. I wouldn't be shocked if at some point today NASCAR pulls the plug as well and they decide to postpone their season as well. So just a story that's continued to evolve and take place here this week that, you know, we got to be getting close to the end. I mean, there's not many sports left that can cancel.
The list is very thin at this point. It is a much shorter list to name off what's still taking place than it is to name off what's been altered. But again, don't you have to go back to the question at this point? What are the rest of us doing?
Yeah.
If we're not allowing any of these sports to be played, not allowing any of these big events, concerts, Broadway shut down, I mean, plays, essentially any sort of social gathering has been stopped. Schools are out of session. They've sent people home from colleges. In some cases, they've ended the year already. When you think about all of that,
what are we doing?
Well, yeah. I mean, are we going to still go to work through this entire thing? Yeah. Are we going to still go out to restaurants and those sort of, I mean, I guess I sit here and sort of think we should. I mean, to some degree, you have to keep the country going to some degree, but it is starting to get to that point where when you cancel everything, it's at what point are we just going to lock ourselves in at home and ride this thing out for a couple weeks and hope we can come back and kill it that way?
Yeah, and it looks like the Boston Marathon will be postponed until September the 14th. So they've attached a date to that as well. Not only moving it from its scheduled time, but it looks like it will be resumed and run on September the 14th. Okay. So still at that point in Boston where the weather should be good at that point. Not going to have to worry about the cold.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think at that point
frankly,
anyway.
It'll probably be warmer in September than April, which most marathon runners won't love. But it's, yeah, I mean, just it's a totally new world.
It really is. When we come back, we'll continue this discussion. If you've got thoughts as we wrap up the show on Morning Drive, 615-737-1025. We'll take your calls. We'll take your text messages on the world of sports, how it's reacted to the coronavirus situation going on in our country. Also, what in the world are we going to do that we don't have sports to watch on a nightly basis this week? I mean, Steve Lehman and I think we're still trying to figure that out. We'll discuss that next. This is Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Steve Lehman from News Channel 5 wrapping up the show today here on Morning Drive. Steve, it's been an interesting show to kind of talk about today. Obviously, this is not something either one of us ever have any experience in whatsoever, doing a sports show with really no sports to talk about.
Yeah. Do you feel better or do you feel worse after sitting here talking about it for 4 hours?
I kind of feel better, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I don't know about if I feel better about the situation as a whole, but it is therapeutic to talk these things out with someone as esteemed as yourself.
Oh.
So I'm glad that you've
well,
come
thank
in
you. Here. And now we've come full circle.
Back to positive affirmation.
See, I was feeling bad because I badmouthed Marquise Munson a little bit ago, and I just, you know, I feel bad about that. But
we had to make sure we closed it out on the right way.
We got to get back to the positive side. It's just, it's so hard. You know,
yeah.
Because unfortunately, we're just going to be talking about this for the next 4 weeks, six weeks, 10 weeks.
Whatever, who knows how long?
Whatever it ends up being, and that I think is the scary part of all this. Again, it comes back to the unknown of the virus itself, and the unknown of the impact it's going to have even on the people who never get the virus.
Yeah.
So that I think is really hard, and. It's hard to compare this, but we've all lived through it now here. The tornado was incredibly awful. The devastation was awful. The loss of life was tragic. But the one thing about the tornado is it ended.
Right.
You know, by the time you actually went out and surveyed the damage, the tornado itself was over. Now, there's a long road back, but you can all kind of pull together and work on that road back. And Nashville did that spectacularly and will continue to do that spectacularly, I think. But you throw this in, there's no finish line to this. I mean, at some point, we're going to beat it, but how long does that take? What does that look like? Can it come back? Those are all questions that people are grappling with right now, and I don't think we really have answers.
I don't think we do. And then that also leaves the question, like, in the meantime, what do we do? Not only in our, you know, our sporting lives, but our everyday lives. Like, I know myself. You know, I watch sports all the time. It's my job. That's what I do. I watch sports. And now we're all trying to figure out different things to do. We got a text in on the text line. What impact do you think this will have on esports? Ryan texts in. I mean, you would think it would be a pretty good impact on esports because a lot of people, instead of watching actual sports, will continue to play esports, will continue to download and stream esports. I mean, the Twitch numbers, and for those of you who don't know, Twitch is a platform where you can watch, you can literally sit there and watch other people play video games and play electronic sports, and sometimes you can even bet on them. Like, that's just, that's how it goes. Like, I think it could have a gigantic impact because people who love sports and who love even the gambling side of this, they're going to be looking for new ways to kind of get their fix in.
No, that's exactly right. People are going to be looking for things to do, and frankly, sadly, for the economy, for small businesses, for restaurants, for servers, for all that sort of stuff, I'm assuming they're going to be looking for things to do at home for the most part. Given what everybody's told you about going to events, going to places where large groups of people are, I think people are going to do that more than not. Now, I know a lot of people in the restaurant industry around here and all those sort of things. They're taking massive precautions. They're taking tables out and all sorts of things. So I think you should feel pretty good if you feel well yourself to go out and have a meal with your family and go back home and you'll be fine. But I do think people are going to be hesitant to do that. They're going to stay at home and watch Friday Night Lights or whatever the new show is on Netflix. I think that's how people are going to spend their time over the next month or so.
And we have had people, Steve, tweet us and say, maybe you can find the good in this situation. You can use the situation to develop some new hobbies. I mean, people have talked about going to the bar, trying to pick up women. They've gone to the conversation of maybe going to the gym, getting in the best shape in their life. That's something you've considered. You can either go to the gym or you can do what I plan to do, and that is eat everything.
Just eat everything.
Just sit
go
here,
the opposite way.
Go the opposite
although
way.
Although you shared with me during one of the breaks, it was one of the viral articles going around today about how bad the gym might be for you during this time and the possible spread of coronavirus. So you've made me pause in my thought of, do I really want to hit the gym hard? Or at least maybe I'll think of how I'm going to hit the gym hard. Maybe it's a lot of cardio and a little less hands-on.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to do. I have an apartment gym, and I wanted to go down there yesterday, but I was like, I don't kind of want to touch that stuff. But they usually have, like, hand sanitizer and wipes.
Right.
Every gym has wipes. Like, so just make
if they
sure
don't
if you
go to, don't go to that gym.
Yeah, just make sure when you go to the gym, just make sure before you get on any equipment, you wipe it down, and then make sure soon after you're done with it, you also wipe it down.
Right.
Before and after.
No. I mean, frankly, that should probably be protocol. Even when we're not in the middle of this?
I haven't seen dudes just be like, okay, I'm done.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
get their bags and leave.
I've certainly seen people do that before.
A pile of sweat.
You know, frankly, a lot of the things that they're asking people to do right now is stuff we should all be doing anyway.
Yes.
You know, people are like, you need to wash your hands. No, really? Like, we should be doing that all the time.
For a significant, 15, 20 seconds. Really get in there. Don't be afraid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just run some water over it. That's not washing your hands.
No.
That's just getting them wet.
Yeah.
You gotta actually wash to do this. Other people are saying you need to drink water. Yes. You should hydrate yourself at all times. It protects against a lot of things, not just the coronavirus. So, I mean, frankly, there's a lot of pieces of advice out there that we should take far beyond just however long this crisis takes us.
You know, Steve, I've even had some younger people in our population on Twitter. I'm talking, you know, late teens, early 20s, tweet me over the last day or so and say they're going to read some books. And I didn't know that they knew how to do that. And I don't know if they're talking about like physical, actual books or if they're like on the Kindle or on your phone. I don't care. Whatever.
Sure.
That's fine. We'll
just
take
read.
That. Yeah.
Just read.
I don't know how many times I can read Hop on Pop during this crisis right here.
I've got faith in you, Munson. You can do it a few times.
I can transition to Cat in a Hat.
Somebody has texted in and says, skip the gym, just get a bicycle. And you could. That's one way to get your exercise in.
You know what is going to be killing it? Is Peloton.
Oh, man.
That stock, that company, to be able to buy one thing to do something like that, oh, my gosh. They are going to crush it.
They could have used a few more commercials around Christmas time. I'm not sure that they got enough in at that point.
Yeah.
It was like Bloomberg. I mean, there are commercials everywhere.
Right.
All over the place. Peloton, I mean, that's a good point. Staying home, doing some exercise, kind of self-quarantining yourself, but also making sure you're still getting enough of
still
that physical activity in.
Thank heavens, by the way.
I love how
everything's done, and we don't have to watch those commercials.
There's a lot of them.
Through the next.
There was a whole lot of them.
8 months as we self-quarantine.
Yeah, there was a bunch. You know, I love how, a lot of people are coming back with these responses of what they're going to do, and they're all productive, things to do with your time. And then I'm just sitting here, I'm going to eat donuts and watch Netflix and see if I can become a make-believe male model. That's my plan.
No, you're going to become an actual one. Shoot high.
I mean, I
make
would love to.
Make them tell you no.
How do you apply for these things? That's my question. Like, do you just have to kind of throw yourself out there and open yourself up to the...
I mean, but you brought up what? You want to eat donuts. You want to...
There's some beer involved.
Eat chips, drink beer. I mean, yeah.
It's all about connecting with the everyday American citizen.
That's right.
See, you are Parks and Rec, Chris Pratt. You are Corona Chris.
Corona Chris. That's what they're going to call me from now on.
We'll see.
I know. It's going to be interesting.
But so if NASCAR and UFC, because right now those are the two things that we know for sure are going to happen, and IndyCar. Will you be watching any of those?
I can't tell
you. Do any of those intrigue you?
I like the UFC, so I might watch some of that, but I'll be honest with you. And this is no disrespect to anybody out here who loves NASCAR. That's fine. I get it, but I just can't do it. Like, I've tried. My grandfather watches it each and every weekend. He loves it, and that's cool. I understand the appeal to it for some people, but I just can't do it. And even if the sporting world is shut down, I'm probably not going to sit there and watch NASCAR. Mm. I'm not as dedicated as you are, Layman.
I don't know if it's dedication. It may be desperation at this point, but I'm not a huge fan of any of those sports, but I would be much more likely to watch the racing sports. Just being there, especially I think both of them this weekend are scheduled for Sunday. And so if they both go, that probably takes up two of our TVs in the sports office, and they'll be on as we work to try to figure out what we're going to do for Sunday Sports Central.
Yeah, I mean, I may live stream some of my video games this weekend. Maybe you can put those on Sunday Sports Central, and you can maybe catch some.
All right,
me just hurling my controller across the room when I lose. I mean, that's been known to happen a time or two.
Get picture in picture. We get the screen and we get Robbie at the same time.
Action shot.
I like it.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting to see what we're talking about on Monday when we come back. What happens over the weekend as this coronavirus story continues to unfold and unwind in the world of sports. That's going to do it for us today. Steve Layman from News Channel 5 has been our guest. Thanks so much, Steve, for coming in. I appreciate it.
Robbie, you're the man. I had a great time today.
Positive affirmation. That's what we're about on Morning Drive.
That's right. It was a great day. The sun is out. We'll figure out what we're going to do next.
That's right. Hope everybody has a great weekend. That's going to do it for us today here on Morning Drive. Darren Donick and Chase is coming up next. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.